This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday, and it's going to be I'm very, very excited about the show tonight for a couple different reasons. Let me just say right off the bat before I forget, you know how we do Medal of Honor Monday every single Monday? 1 hour from now, Medal of Honor Monday is going to start. This Medal of Honor Monday is going to be extra special. For a couple different reasons that I can't get into right now. Actually, I could, but I'm choosing not to. Just, you want to be here for Medal of Honor Monday an hour from now. I'll put it to you that way. We're going to have a chat over who we should be more angry at. In fact, we're going to open the show with that about illegals and our people who run the country and so on and so forth. Going to talk about the government shutdown talk. Going to check in with the Cheka. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean the FBI. Is there really a COVID vaccine reckoning coming, as some people think? And the Western governments hate you. All that, emails, so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that, I want to talk about something here. This is going to come back to illegal immigration, but I just want you to stay with me here because I'm kind of agonizing over something, and it's probably the kind of thing that I shouldn't agonize over and you shouldn't agonize over, but I'm trying to figure out who I should hate more. Okay? So I know that's not exactly the Christian way to think, but I'm really trying to figure out who I should hate more. So let's just do a little analogy here. I want you to picture this. All right? Picture this. You need a house manager, whatever that may be. You need someone to move in with you. And this someone is, what they're going to do, they're going to manage your finances. They're going to make sure the rent is paid, the mortgage is paid on time. Make sure the grass is cut, the trash is taken out, the bills are paid. If maintenance needs done, they're going to handle these things for you. Basically a landlord who lives with you. And you are going to choose this landlord. You're going to choose them. And you'll pay them, and his job is to run things in the house. All right? So you with me? All right, so you got a guy's living with you. He's going to run things in your house. So you do. You pick this guy, and he's running things. And you come home after work, and there's a homeless guy in your house raiding the pantry. He's actually walking out as you walk in with a hands full of your food. He's walking out. Doesn't even say thank you. Just walks out. And you walk in and your landlord's sitting there in the living room. And you're all, hey, what?
Did you see the guy? He walked into the house and he stole all my food. But what are you doing? And then you come home the next day and there's a biker gang in the backyard sunning themselves, just enjoying all your food and your beer, just enjoying your house. When they leave all their empty beer cans behind and cigarette butts. You're out there picking it up. And the landlord was home the whole time. And you come in and you're asking, hey, what you doing? What are you doing here? So here's my question. Who do I hate more in that situation? Do I hate the homeless guy raiding the pantry? Do I hate the biker gang ripping my beers and smoking cigarettes in the backyard? Or do I hate the landlord more? I'm not sure who I hate more, but I do know this. I really, really detest both of them. There's a story today that you probably haven't even heard about it. But with everything else going on, the government shutdown and spending and all these other things, FBI, whistleblower stuff, all kinds of stuff. And we're going to get to all that. This story today, it was the one that made me absolutely blow a gasket. I read the story and I flew off the handle. So this is the headline. I'm calm and I'm going to be calm. I want you to know it's fine. But this is the headline. I read it in the New York Post. Fed up migrants. We're still calling them that, apparently. Fed up migrants who trekked thousands of miles to the U.S. already headed home. Quote, the American dream doesn't exist. And they actually quote one of these guys in here. Michael Castellon is his name. Look, if you don't understand what that means,
Buenas tardes.
I understand not everyone hablas the way I do. But this guy's from Venezuela. And I want you to know that he's had enough. It says so right here in the article. He has had enough after he and his wife and teenage stepdaughter spent 5 months sleeping in either a police precinct or a crowded city shelter in the now brutally cold city. Quote, he's been unable to secure a job permit or enroll his daughter in a local school. Two of the main reasons they thought they would bring a better life here in America. And then he quotes, the American dream doesn't exist anymore, he said. There's nothing for us here. We just want to be home. And then he goes on, I'll cap it off with this. If we're going to be sleeping in the streets here, we'd rather be sleeping in the streets over there. And I'll be honest. See how calm I am? I'll be honest. I do hate this guy. He walked right into my house, walked right into my pantry, gathered up as many of my belongings as he possibly could, and then walked out, not only not saying thank you, but now he's scolding me on the way out that we didn't have enough Doritos for him. So I do hate this guy. I want to be clear. I do despise him. But I think about all the politicians in this country, every Democrat and 75% of the Republicans who have allowed this country's immigration system to descend to the point where we will not only have illegal criminal scum walking into this country totally free to pillage it, they now feel 100% comfortable going to the newspaper to lecture us on the way out the door. I don't know who I hate more here. I honestly do not. I'm politically active, as you are. I go to the polls. I try to select people who will fight as best they can for my country, who will try to preserve some of our way of life, some of our sovereignty, some of our freedom in this country. And to know that the people we have selected to protect us, to protect our nation, protect our borders, protect our sovereignty, to know that they've allowed this system to degrade to the point where illegals feel comfortable lecturing us, it makes me so angry. It's doing it's taking everything inside of me, not to grab this microphone and just throw it through the window right now. That's how angry I am at the wretched scum and weak low-T losers who run this country. This country is a wonderful, sovereign place. And to know that both parties treat it as if it's an open sewer makes me want to hurt. It really upsets me. It does. And to know that the world's scum, they feel so entitled to your country, your taxpayer money, your dollars, your school system, your medical system. It makes me so much less compassionate towards these people than I have been in the past. And maybe I'm just having a moment of anger, but normally, and I'll probably be back here tomorrow morning. Normally, even though I'm the world's most ruthless border hawk, normally I do at least feel genuine pity for people who are trying to escape that life and trying to go through living hell to try to get here. And I do feel pity for them. But the more stories I read like this, I'll tell you what, man, my pity meter is getting lower and lower and lower and lower and lower. How dare you go back to that dump of a country you call Venezuela. Go back to that socialist dump you call Venezuela. Go back and starve to death in that dump you came from. And don't ever even visit my country again. And that's for you and every other dirtball illegal who has come into my country and pillaged this place like it's a vending machine that's broken and the doors are wide open. Screw every one of you and screw every single one of you politicians who have emboldened these people that the point they're now to the point they feel like they're entitled to my money. That's your money. You went to work today for your family to provide. And these people give it all away to illegals who don't even belong here. Oh my gosh, you should see it. If you're looking at the simulcast right now, you'll see that I actually was holding the article in my hand and I've gripped it so much I almost ripped it. That's how upset I am right now. And I'm sure you probably feel the same. Screw every one of you politicians who have done this. Every one of you. Democrat and Republican. Every person who's ever uttered the words, I'm an immigration squish, or something pathetic like that. Screw every one of you. Americans are drowning right now, economically. And none of you people give a crap. Oh, gosh. All right, I'm letting it go. See? I'm fine. Dog, what, Chris? I am fine. I don't care that you heard me in the other room, Chris. It was just a brief moment. You should have seen how calm I was, and I'm back to being calm. Feel great. Absolutely feel great. All right, let's get to an email before I go. I did want to read you this. Jesse, I was coming back from a hunting trip today and I had to use the restroom really bad, so I stopped at the gas station. In my hurry, I forgot my pistol in my van. As I walk in the stall, there's a gentleman standing at the sink with his hand in his sweater telling me to get the beep in the stall. All I had was my phone, so I had to text 911 for help. I felt so helpless and embarrassed in the bathroom stall, not saying anything, waiting for the police to show up and get me out. When the cop showed up, he was gone. I listen to your show every day, and against my better judgment, I should have chose a better place to stop. I am more upset that I made a mistake that could have cost me my life. Listen to me. You need everyone. This is a lesson for him, but for me, for you, for all of us. Even a quick bathroom stop, a quick jog in the park, a quick walk down to the gas station. You need to have something on you that will stop an evil man from hurting you at all times. In your house, in the gas station, out at the movies. Get a hero gun, please. No matter what, you don't even need a concealed carry permit because it's non-lethal. It shoots pepper balls or pepper gel. Do not hide in a bathroom stall. Make sure you can get away, all right? Hero2020.com code Jesse gets you a special discount. Arm yourself and your family. Hero2020.com code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I am so unreasonably excited. It's not that the rest of the show isn't going to be good. It'll be fine. But I'm so excited for Medal of Honor Monday and everything surrounding that. I just... It's
It's just going to be a good one. All right. It's going to be a good one. Buckle up, about 45 minutes. And now we have other things we need to get to first. Are the communists dividing? In fact, I'm going to get to that here in a moment. And this government shutdown talk, and there's a COVID vaccine reckoning stuff, all kinds of stuff like that. But just, man, it's going to be a great Medal of Honor Monday. But I want to get to this because there's a great question. Oracle of America. I recently saw that the Cheka FBI confiscated the tablets and phones of Eric Adams in connection with their corruption investigation of one of his election team. You were right. The system is starting to cannibalize their own. I'm over the moon watching this happen. Do you think the Communist Party might be splitting into two groups? Into two groups. Okay. Let's talk about that. Is the Communist Party splitting into two groups? Well, in order to see our future, let's once again do what we always do. So I do the same thing you do. Let's look at history. What has happened in other communist countries as the revolution phase is really, really getting into overdrive and they're starting to actually acquire real legitimate power? Let's remember something. Remember this. The communists now in America are acquiring majorly legitimate power. They didn't always have that. You remember them. They've always been on the street corner in protests and things like that. Now these people occupy the halls of power. They hold your AG seats, your FBI seats, the federal government. These people are in major positions of power now. That's part of the reason our legal system is virtually gone, at least federally. They took it over with communists. All right. So what's happening with Eric Adams? Well, let's be clear. Eric Adams did not have his cell phone and tablets confiscated because of anything illegal he did or anything illegal someone on his campaign did. Yes, they probably did illegal things, of course, but the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they are not in the business of arresting criminals. Let me clarify that by repeating it again, and you can burn this into your memory. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they are not in the business of arresting criminals. Period. End of story. We have seen example after example after example of this. Do I need to bring Steve Friend back on the show? Former FBI special agent who was assigned to child pornography cases. He was out there hunting down child predators. And they came to Steve and pulled him off of the child pornography cases. Think for a moment, and I don't want you to dwell on this too long. Again, I know it's a family show. Think how truly demonic and sick child pornography is and what's involved there and the demons who are involved in it and the innocent children who are going through hell. The Federal Bureau of Investigation pulled him off of those cases so he could go track down and arrest January 6 people who were walking by the Capitol. The FBI, they're not in the business of arresting criminals. Oh, yeah, sure. They once were back in the Dillinger days. Those days are gone. The FBI exists now from top to bottom, enough of that great men and women at the FBI talk. The FBI exists now as the gun of the Democrat Party in the United States of America. That's why they exist. That's why they wiretapped Donald Trump's campaign. That's why they tried to cover up and successfully did cover up Hunter Biden's laptop so Joe Biden could win the election. It's why the 40-man team assigned to investigate Joe Biden's crimes, we now know they were actually covering up his crimes, getting rid of the good witnesses and things like that. It's why instead of peacefully arresting a 75-year-old 300-pound man with a cane in Utah, they kicked in his door at 2 a.m. and gunned him down like a dog. The FBI is not in the business of arresting criminals. The FBI exists to hurt people on the right and protect people on the left. Period. End of story. So why go after Eric Adams? And now that they're going after Eric Adams, does that mean we are witnessing a split. Is the are the communists in America splitting? Let's talk about that next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't worry, there's so much still to get to about the shutdown stuff and the vaccine reckoning and this guy that the FBI tracked down, and we're gonna maybe do a brief bit of pop culture, the new Marvel movies crashing and burning, of course. But I want to get back to what we were talking about here. Someone wants to know, is the Communist Party in America splitting because they're going after Eric Adams, FBI going after Eric Adams? Historically, yes, there have been all kinds of different divisions within various communist parties. If you look at the Soviet Union, while they were in the revolution phase, there were divisions, sure, no question about it. But the divisions got a lot worse once the revolution phase was starting to wrap up. That's the phase we're in here in America. We're still in the revolution phase, but they're getting so many seats of power now. The revolution phase, the clock is ticking. They're going to want to wrap that up now because now they're going to insist on peace in the streets by the time they take everything over. That's when the divisions really come in. Why? Well, here's why. We're going to get to the Eric Adams portion of this, but here's why. During the revolution phase, because you are out of power, you don't hold any seats of power, you can't be very choosy about your allies. In fact, let's pause on this and let's talk about anti-communism for a minute. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about me. We no longer hold seats of power in this country. Outside of state governments, certain red states, certain red areas, the people on the right hold no positions of power anymore in the United States of America. None. Except for state and local positions in government, we hold none. We don't control any entertainment. We don't control the media. We don't control the government, the FBI. They're purging everyone out of the military. We don't control any positions of power. So the reason I call myself an anti-communist, the reason I'm not a conservative or a Republican or anything like that, it's because anti-communism must be this overarching umbrella that encompasses everything. What does that mean? It means I can't be very choosy about people who want to come fight with me. That doesn't mean I allow just anyone to come in, and it doesn't mean I allow just anyone to lead my movement. But I'm at the point now, because I don't hold any institutional power, I need all the warm bodies I can get. If you want to fight against these people, come on. Come on. The anti-communist tent is open. Ah, but Jesse, I'm more libertarian. Jesse, I'm more conservative. I'm more of a nationalist. Jesse, I'm not quite as far right as you on social issues. Okay, fine. Come on in. I don't care. Are you with me against these people? Then come on in. Why? Because we are now, you, me, we are the revolution phase. We are the counterculture now. They took over the culture. You are the counterculture. I am the counterculture. When you're in that phase, well, what's the old saying? Beggars can't be choosers. I don't get to have tryouts. I don't get to, well, I know 20 of you want to be an anti-communist. Let's put you through the paces and see who can make it. Nope. All 20 of you. Come on in. Sign up. Let's do it. They've already gone through that phase, and you've seen communists go through this over and over and over again historically. The revolution phase, everyone's welcome. It doesn't matter who you are. Come on in. Just as long as you're willing to rape, pillage, and burn everything down and kill the people I want killed. Come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in. But once that phase wraps up, once you've taken over everything and then you hold the seats of power, you need everybody to calm down, shut up, and get in line. You know, you could complain about the situation in China or China's government endlessly during the communist revolution phase under Mao. In fact, they insisted that you did. It was part of your activism, always being an activist, always part of the revolution. Everything sucks. Everything sucks. The government sucks. Everything sucks. Everything sucks. Revolt, revolt, rebel, rebel, rebel. And the second Mao took over, the second he took over, if you uttered a word like that, you're gone, bud. Now that they're taking over every position of power, now dissenters are going to have to be taken care of. They're going to have to be taken care of, not just for their sake, so any other potential dissenters will be less hesitant to come forward. Eric Adams, here was his mortal sin.
The city is being destroyed by the migrant crisis.
This is in the lap of the president of the United States. The president and the White House has failed New York City.
Once the revolution phase is over, you don't get to criticize the system anymore. That was during the revolution phase. Once they own the system, well, headline. FBI agents seized New York mayor's cell phones and tablets. Dissent will not be tolerated now. It will never be tolerated. And in fact, dissent is going to be cracked down on now harder than it ever has been before. Why? Well, here's a great example. I want you to listen to a patriot and a hero. His name's Garrett O'Boyle. You've heard of him before if you listen to this show. He's not only a veteran who fought for this country. He joined the FBI a few years back because he thought they were still the good guys. He thought he wanted to continue fighting for the country. What he saw within the walls of the FBI horrified him, so he came forward as a whistleblower. The FBI then destroyed his life. Now I want you to listen to Garrett O'Boyle giving testimony in front of the House. Why does the system destroy people's lives? Garrett explains it quite well.
One of your really good friends, your former colleagues, came to you and said, I have this thing that is being covered up, and I think the American people need to know about it. What advice would you give them?
I would advise them not to do it.
So you would legitimately try to protect one of your colleagues from doing what you have done?
Absolutely.
And how do you think that solves being able to shine light on corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people?
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong.
That's why Eric Adams and his campaign person had their door kicked in. It's why Eric Adams' cell phone and tablet are now the possession of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's not about Eric Adams, not about his campaign person. You know the FBI doesn't care about election crimes. The FBI participates in election crimes. Do I need to play you again, Elvis Chan, bragging about participating in election crimes? They brag about it. The FBI loves election crimes. As long as those election crimes are done in defense of the system. But Eric Adams started running his mouth. Eric Adams wanted more federal dollars for New York City, and he thought he could run his mouth and get those federal dollars. And the system said, who's this guy running his mouth? We're not going to tolerate criticism of our open borders policy. We're in the middle of destroying the country. So Eric Adams has to be taught a lesson. How are you going to do that? Well, that's when you turn to the Cheka. You see, that's what the Cheka is there for. Remember this. Remember, we talked about this before. The system has guns, lots of them. When the system decides somebody is its enemy, it takes those guns and aims them at people. Aims them at people. Now, along those lines, who exactly is a terrorist here in the United States of America? Because that's how they're going to treat Democrat and Republican, any threat who is against them. Well, I'm going to play something for you. I think you're going to find it interesting. It was from last week, but there's a little tidbit in there I think you'll find very interesting in just a moment. Before we do that, let's do this really quickly. I may sound a little bit fired up tonight. I was a bit fired up on Friday as well. I heard from your emails that I was a bit fired up. Look, it's not my fault. Don't blame me. Blame Chalk. I started adding the Chad Mode powder to my male vitality stack I take every day. It's a pre-workout type thing. It's got all kinds of natural caffeines and stuff like that in it. And now I'm just taking off like a rocket all day long, and I'm having trouble turning it off. And I don't want to because it's awesome. Listen, whether you add the Chad Mode powder or not, make sure you start taking male vitality stacks or female vitality stacks, or make sure you start adding natural herbal supplements in some way to your life. Time to put the pill bottles down. Time to stop with the big pharma filth. Time to go natural. Chalk's there for us. C-H-O-Q. And if you have questions, I should note, they'll answer those questions for you. Let them make your life better. 90 days. Give it 90 days and tell me how you feel. Sales, incredible sales, year-end sales, Black Friday sales, all across the board right now. C-H-O-Q.com, promo code Jesse gets you a special discount. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, only like 10 minutes away from a very special Medal of Honor Monday tonight. You'll find out why. But again, I want to get back to this. Are the communists splitting in this country because Eric Adams is being attacked by the FBI? No, they're not splitting. They're cleaning up. It's cleanup time. And this is actually, it's one of the things I've warned. I did a show on it a couple weeks ago when I talked to Democrats who hate listen, and I didn't ask for their friendship. I didn't ask they support me or that I support that. It's not what I said. What I tried to explain was, you're on the menu too. Everyone's on the menu because there's this wonderful feeling of camaraderie during the revolution phase. Everybody gets along. We're all in this together. Oh, like we're just doing all the LGBTQ stuff and the climate stuff and all the race hustling and everything else. And look at us. We're just one big revolutionary party tearing it all down. Woo! House party time, baby! But then once power is actually achieved, once total power is taken, then the Cheka comes to your door too? How did that happen? Well, you didn't understand what you were dealing with at all. You see, now that the system is firmly entrenched, now they're going to take all the incredible powers they've acquired for themselves during the, quote, war on terror, and they're going to aim all those government guns at everyone, Republican and Democrat, who challenges the system. I'm going to play something for you. This is from ABC News. Last week, it was a local ABC News channel, I believe. But remember that guy, the Gregory Yetman? We talked about him last week. He was another veteran, a January 6th guy. And we know that the FBI, courtesy of Julie Kelly's reporting, by the way, we know now the FBI staked out his home for 3 months, kicked in his door, broke things, just awful stuff for a January 6th guy 3 years after the fact. Forget about all that, though. I'm going to play you the news report, and I want you to listen to something. Listen for something, I should say. Set aside the January 6th part and the FBI stakeout stuff. Listen to this whole thing. Tell me what part stands out to you, because I know what part should.
An all-out manhunt tonight in this small central New Jersey town just 40 miles southwest of New York City. After this man, wanted in connection to the attack at the Capitol on January 6th, evaded arrest. Gregory Yetman, fleeing on foot into the wooded area near his home. The FBI leading the multi-agency manhunt in the town of Helmeta. Officers in tactical gear, looking in vehicles, teams moving through backyards, armed with long guns and canines.
There were officers running through everybody's yards, asking questions.
Even though the sun has gone down, we can still see Joint Terrorism Task Force agents going door to door looking for Yetman. Tonight, authorities are urging residents to shelter.
Which part stood out? What kind of agents were looking for this January 6th guy? What kind of agents were they? Did you hear? Joint Terrorism Task Force agents. The Joint Terrorism Task Forces, they were formed, most of them, in the wake of 9/11. In the wake of 9/11, I want you to just process this for a moment. I want you to think about all the different ways the federal government took its guns, military, FBI, and NSA, CIA, and aimed them at Islamic Jihad. And I want you to think about the result of that. How many Islamic jihadists rotting in prison? How many dead today? That's what a government as powerful as ours can do when it takes all of its guns and it aims it at a specific cause. And after that, during that, I should say, they came up with a blueprint for how to attack terrorism. Well, who do you think are the terrorists now? Do I need to pull out that document, the leaked document again, that we know the FBI's training its agents on? How to spot a domestic terrorist, and the document is essentially you. It's every symbol, every saying you use, you. The FBI is now simply the gun of the Democrat Party. Why did they kick in the door of a 300-pound man who needed a cane to get around in Utah? Why'd they kick in his door and execute him instead of just arresting him peacefully anywhere they could have? Mark Houck, the pro-life pastor, he was reading Bible verses and singing worship songs out in front of abortion clinics, found out the FBI was looking for him, had his attorney call the FBI and tell them, hey, he'll turn himself in. This is a very peaceful man. He doesn't want any problems. The FBI said, no thanks, and sent 30 agents to his home to kick in his door and stick rifles in the face of himself, his wife, and his kids. Why did they do that? Because you're a terrorist now. And Democrats like Eric Adams, they're not going to be exempted from that. Remember, your system membership card, it expires so quickly. And if you utter even a word against the evil system, your card is not only revoked, buddy, your name has already been texted and emailed over to the Cheka as somebody they're going to have a check-in with. I know you Democrats maybe rolled your eyes a couple weeks ago when I told you they were coming for you too, but man alive, you really need to understand that monster you've worshipped for so long, he is going to come for you too. That's how it works when your country develops a secret state police agency. You celebrated it because you're a vile demon who thought it was only going to apply to your political enemies, but you don't realize the people who've taken power, they get new enemies every single day. Go ahead and do what Eric Adams did. You'll find the FBI at your door.
The city is being destroyed by the migrant crisis.
This is in the lap of the president of the United States. The president and the White House has failed New York City.
Go ahead and get too uppity out there, you elected Democrats. FBI will come knocking for you, too. All right. Now, forget all that stuff. We're going to set it aside. We'll get to this government shutdown stuff, more FBI stuff, a very special Medal of Honor Monday presentation next before we do that. Speaking of pro-life, there are many ways we can be pro-life. Obviously, yes, we want the politicians in charge. We want the laws. We want all these things. But none of those things really are the solution, are they? The solution is to change the hearts of the American people from being pro-abortion to against it. But how do we do that? Well, it's not a politician. It's not a law. It's not a constitutional amendment. We simply teach them. We teach them that that's a baby that's alive. That's all it takes. That's what preborn does. For these women who are about to have an abortion, they don't yell and scream. They don't ban them. They teach them. They give them an ultrasound. The ultrasound is the ultimate tool. $28. That's what it costs preborn to give that woman a free ultrasound. She will hear the heartbeat and she will choose life almost every time. That's pro-life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.